That's very appropriate. Some old twangy country music as we talk about places in the state to see. Before we get to that, we're talking about the history of KTAR, stands for the Arizona Republic. Chasm, I got a text from Mike. I called him earlier because as I was thinking about that, it's like, well, I'm inquiring minds want to know, what does Chasm stand for? I thought maybe Arizona Mountains, A-Z-M-M, Arizona Mountains, they're in Sedona, you know, but not quite. Chasm, which is why we say it like that, Chasm Hasm. Turns 42 in November, and it was actually founded by Mike's grandfather. He wanted to cut through the rocks and mountains of northern Arizona like a chasm. Pretty catchy. Good job. So now I've got the history of two call letters of our affiliates. I'll have to figure out the rest. KGVY, I think I can get that one figured out. GVY, Green Valley. That's got to be it. CAF and Flagstaff, I don't know. Arizona American Family Fund.
I did find when the first radio station was launched. Oh, then you know what? This says relaunched. Okay, I might have to do some more research. I didn't see that it was relaunched, so I guess I should have shut up. Usually the best advice for me anyway.
Nice. So in the back of the Explore Arizona section in today's Arizona Republic, the must-see places. And I always scroll to those just to see what they are and how they would compare to what I would suggest as must-see places. Starting off here, Tombstone. I would say it's worth going to. It's worth seeing. There are some other neat towns around that area. You've got Benson, Bisbee, a lot of the copper mining, and just smaller town areas that won't cost you a fortune to go visit, like Tombstone can. It seems like every little corner you turn into, they want to hit you for something else. You got to pay to go see the OK Corral, which I understand may not even be exactly where the OK Corral was. Then you got to pay to go in here. You got to pay to park. Pay. We're seeing because of the history and the atmosphere. I mean, it does feel a lot like you're walking back into the era of the 1800s. Kind of. If you can look past all the khaki tourist people and just focus on the the people of the town, it does feel like you're walking back in that. So there's Tombstone. Fun fact, despite its Wild West image, Tombstone has strict gun laws. At the turn of the 20th century, people were required to turn in firearms when entering the town, which if you actually remember the movie Tombstone with Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer, they were trying to impose that gun law, and that wasn't exactly the turn of the 18th century. That was a little earlier than that, so interesting. I would be curious to see when if you looked at the timeline, they probably fit more in that movie than in that time frame than actually happened. I know they fit more bullets in Val Kilmer's double-barrel shotgun. He shoots it three times in the Old West shootout, but it's a double-barrel shotgun. It only has two bullets. How do you shoot three times? You would think somebody would catch these little things. Prescott's next on the list. Why? Town has charm, as this is according to the paper here, as well as more amateur summer, as well as a more amendable summer climate with temperatures 10 to 15 degrees cooler than the valley. I just love the downtown area, the court square with all the trees, sit under the shade and just enjoy the mountain air. Beautiful setting. Easy to get to from a lot of different areas. Easy to come down from Flagstaff. Easy to get over from Verde Valley, up from Phoenix. We generally go through Yarnell, out by where we live, just south of Wickenburg. It doesn't make sense to come across Carefree Highway to 17 up to Cordis Junction and then back to Prescott. It's more directional to go through Yarnell, and then you can either go through Wilhoit, and it's the really windy 89, or we can come around the Skull Valley area on and come out on Iron Springs, which is what I generally do, because the other way makes the kids a little too car sick. It's pretty windy. But their fun fact, from 1881 to 84, Prescott served as a territorial capital. Next on the list, Monument Valley. That's, man, you look at that and you just think, how could somebody live out here today, much less 100 years ago? That's a place that's just, it's very fascinating and incredible to just wonder how these rocks formed and these mountains formed and how it all came together. And just sky goes on for a mile. Great place to do cloud watching. And then Hualapai Village is the last on their list. Their fun fact, some Hualapai residents live as much as their ancient, as their ancestors did, without electricity or running water. Very interesting. So that's the Arizona Republic's must-see Explore Arizona. I'll come back and give the five locations I would send you and why I'd send you to those locations. And we'll take your calls with whatever you want to talk about at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4-U.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.